welcome Chairperson and the board members, CEO and your executives. I can see DOC has reinforced. You are also welcome. I see SABC, PMG, and everyone, you might be here, you are most welcome. Chairperson, we are here to listen to you in the first instance, and then we'll then ask questions after your presentation. You'll introduce your delegation when you start to, when you take over. You have almost 45 minutes to give us everything. Of course, if you are nice about what they are presenting, I can use my discretion and extend your 45 minutes if you are nice and I like what you are presenting. If you are not, I'll cut you when the 45 minutes come to an end. Over to you, Chair. But just make the presentation. We like to have it in that time. But that does not mean make a presentation which we are not going to understand because we are in a rush. Over to you, Chair.
Chairperson and honorable members, it is an honor for us to be given this opportunity to present our annual report. With me to present this report is myself as the acting chairperson of the South African Post Office Board. My name is Lamalani Neli Manzini, and I'm accompanied by board members who are also chairpersons of the subsidiaries within the South African Post Office. The first one would be Ms. Buhle Muthethwa. She will just raise her hand. She is the chairperson of the Post Bank Committee. And then I've got Norma Temba Kele. She is the chairperson of the Courier and Freight Group. I also have Mr. Richard Shuba, who is chairing the DocEx subsidiary. But we have also, amongst ourselves, our independent chairperson of the Audit Committee, Mr. Helmi Daniels. Chairperson, I also have the CEO of our organization, Mr. Christopher Hlekani, next to me. I also have the CFO of our group, Ms. Khumo Muzozoyane, and we have also brought the Chief Operations Officer, Mr. Buzwe Yafele. And again, we have brought heads of the various business units with us. In order to save the 45 minutes, I will say is CEO and his interage. But otherwise, they are here to assist us in presenting the report, but most importantly, to learn on the interactions so that when we go back home, we are able to take seriously the guidance we are being given by yourself, Chairperson, and the Honorable House. Chairperson, just a few opening remarks before I hand over to the Chairperson, to the CEO, to present the report. Firstly, I would want to say, as Post Office, we acknowledge the role which SAPO is playing in terms of the developmental state of our country. We are also alive to the fact that we do not only bring communication to the rural areas of our country, but we are also assisting the rural community to participate in the economy of our country through various means, particularly the post bank and the addresses which we are putting out there. Chairperson, there are issues which you raised in the previous presentation we have factored that in the report which the CEO is going to present this morning. The report we are presenting, Chairperson, is actually against the background that we had a very challenging year. Challenging in the sense that as post office we're operating on highly competitive environment where we observed the declining of mail volume continuing. We also had a challenging year as the year was the end of the payment of pensions by the South African Social Security agencies. We also faced a challenging year where the subsidy from government has diminished. We are also we also had a challenging year because we were hit by various strikes, some of those within the company and others within the transport industry. We have also witnessed some of these challenges as we took rounds in the various post offices as a board to do site visits. And as a result of these challenges, we will share with you how we posted a negative profit of about 180 million. Despite all these challenges, Chairperson, we have made some strides in other areas. Those include the rolling out of addresses, just as examples. The CEO will cover in details those things. We have expanded our presence in the rural areas. We are also expanding our services within the post office. We have actually derived strength from the loss we have posted now. And in that regard, we actually sat down and developed a comprehensive turnaround strategy, both within the subsidiary of the Courier and Freight, but as well as at group level. And this turnaround strategy, we have already started with the implementation, so the journey to implementation of the turnaround strategy is on, and as we present, we'll also share with you how we are dealing with those issues. And already we are experiencing some profit out of the turnaround as we are implementing. We are also beginning to penetrate the market within government, and we have started dealing comprehensively with the irregular expenditure which we had. Chairperson, we also in the public space for wrong reasons, as we have heard the media talking about quite a lot of things within the post office. We are dealing with those. For instance, we had the issue around the procommentors team, which was negatively publicized. But I want to assure you as a committee that that tax team was actually established to deal with the irregular expenditure which we have, and also to try and initiate a process of alignment of the post office supply chain management processes with the new treasury regulations. Remember, before December 2012, state-owned enterprises could develop a policy to guide them in supply chain management, but as from December, we had to comply with treasury regulations. So the procurement task team was there to try and make sure that it have a direct oversight in the establishment and assisting the post office to comply with treasury regulations. The task team has never awarded a tender because it is not a tender awarding a structure, but instead we're trying to assist the post office to be able to deal with the challenges related to a supply chain management. We also, in the media, there were reports about the allegations of corruptions and so on. All of those which are highlighted, and some of the things which were not highlighted, are the things which the board and the management are dealing with decisively. There was also reports about the inaction of the on the part of the board and the part of the CEO. I want to assure the committee that we are doing all we can to deal with those things, but most unfortunately some of the things cannot be said publicly because it involves employer-employee relationships, but we are alive to that, we are dealing with that as we move forward. We do have confidence in the manner in which the CEO is dealing with the issues under his delegation, and we are convinced that at the end of the day we'll be able to clear those. There was also reports about the investigation, a report which involves the post office. Yes, the former shareholder instituted an investigation, and that report is still with the Department of Communication. Once it is released to us, we are going to use that report in terms of beefing up our turnaround strategy and deal with the issues which are highlighted there. We also heard about a letter written to the president. We are looking into those issues, that indeed is the letter there, and if the letter is there, we are going to look at it and deal with the issues raised. So in short, Chairperson, I'm saying to yourself, all the things which you have heard in the media, we are on top of it. We are implementing some of the things which are highlighted. Most unfortunately, some of the things were a bit inaccurate, but we are well aware of that and we are dealing with the matter. So in conclusion from my opening remarks, Chairperson, I would like to indicate that we are well alive to our role as the South African Post Office. We acknowledge the challenges which we have experienced. We have the plan to deal with all those challenges, and the journey to implement that has started, and we appreciate the oversight provided by this committee moving forward. Now, Chairperson, I would want to hand over to the CEO to share with us the detailed report of our performance for the past financial year.
Good morning, Chairperson, honorable members. I will proceed with the presentation. There are four areas we will cover during the presentation: the highlights for the year, just a bit of outlook going forward, the summary of the performance scorecard, and the group results. With your permission, Chairperson, the group results, I'll be supported by the CFO to go into the detailed numbers. Firstly, Chairperson, I just wanted to emphasize that our vision, mission, and values have not deviated, and we continue to enhance the focus around delivering against those. What is worth noting is that as part of the delivery, we have six strategic themes which are key for us to enable our focus as an organization. We, in summary, just on the themes, we focusing on customer, because customer is king and first, including the shareholder priorities. Secondly, to continue to appreciate that we need to be efficient in order to be sustainable as business, as one of our themes. Thirdly, to appreciate that without investing in our people and making sure that we take them along, we will not be able to create capacity we require. It is also important to indicate that governance is key, it's primary, and that's what our fourth theme is. And we are focusing really in ensuring that we review all policies and procedures and streamline them to meet the objective of our business. Number five, it is key to appreciate that our key asset is in our network. The review and the redesign of that is what we ensuring that we focus on, including making sure that we meet the compliance required from a safety point of view. And then finally, as our organization is challenged, we need to continue to look at innovation and look at how best we actually deliver value for our shareholder through innovation. In the main, we have to make sure that we understand our customer needs, supported by employees and the systems which are required to deliver value. It is worth noting, Chairperson, in summary, the governance areas which we are focusing on. From a corporate governance point of view, we are respecting and aligning to all the key regulatory framework, it be King III, Companies Act, PFMA, much as we are affected by financial services, all the relevant legislative framework. We have also appreciated the changes in terms of legislations and the corporatization of Postbank. We're progressing quite effectively. We're also doing this with an appreciation that we cannot achieve all unless our platforms and our approach to financial performance, human resource capacity, drive for service delivery, and respecting the environment needs to be the core of what we do. Getting closer to some of the challenges highlighted by the chairperson. Chairperson, I think it is important to indicate some of the key developments around us which affect our business. Letter mail, as we have reported, continue to be declining because of electronic substitution. Worldwide, it's on average 4% declining year on year. There are other positives in that space, that parcel continue to be the growing component of the business, and it's also significantly relevant for us in terms of how we proceed. Against the backdrop of letter mail substitution and decline, it is worth noting that the e-business space within South Africa is a growing part of our business, of the market, which then implies a growing sector of our business. Some of the key numbers is the size of spend last year versus this year, year before last versus last year, and the projection thereof, that it is growing at about $1 billion from last year. There's a high satisfaction amongst the users of online shopping, which is positive because that will then propel growth. Secure payment remains the fundamental because of the way we customers transact. In summary, there is an opportunity in the decline of mail within e-business. In terms of what was affecting us grossly last year, of course, the economy worldwide decline is significantly indicated in our results. I've indicated the decline in letter mail. For us, courier and parcel has been flat. Primarily, we lost a bit of that during the strike. Labor unrest, of course, had affected our performance, particularly for the period where we had a protected strike. The chairperson has indicated the factor around the SASSA business. Of course, key is not just the loss of the SASSA business, but it's around the fact that we have fixed costs, which we did look at that as a way of compensating the fact that we have lost that business. Operating costs remains a challenge. We have taken strides in doing a number of initiatives to optimize our costs. And then finally, we have progressed in terms of putting plans for the corporatization of the bank. Although the license submission happened in this year, not the year we're reporting on, but it's worth noting that we have submitted the license and we have received funding towards the corporatization process to the amount of 581 million. This slide, Chairperson, I felt it would be important to highlight the journey we have found ourselves at, or the result of what has happened within our business, in particular looking at subsidy. The two slides on the left shows the decline over the years from 2005 in terms of profitability. The slide on the right the grey component indicates the amount of subsidy and the level to which it has declined against profitability. It is clear, Chairperson, on the slide, that over the time, subsidy has really been an element which made us to position better in terms of performance. But as early as 2010, the decline and the reduction in subsidy has significantly indicated that it's affecting our business grossly. What I also wanted to indicate, Chairperson, on the with the green bars is where we could have been if we had the SASSA business. Just as an indication of the impact of both the loss of the business and also the level of subsidy, which is key to observe. And also because as part of the USO, it is very important to align to. Also relevant is to indicate the contribution of each of the divisions. One of the things which the Portfolio Committee emphasized last year is what is happening with the subsidiaries. And it was of the view that we should indicate where we are and where the profitability by these subsidiaries is at. Chairperson, you will note that although postal services contribute the most, it is actually the one which is losing profit, you know, bottom line the most, mainly because that's where retail is, because retail and mail is reported as a consolidated. Postbank remains the one which contributed the most at 100 million almost, and CFG contributed a loss of about 50 million. Again, Chairperson, the efforts which were cited by the Chairperson in terms of the contribution and the efforts in the turnaround, it's in line with the areas where we are we're having challenges at this point in time. SAPO, excluding Postbank, definitely has the highest loss, so the relevance of the bank is key going forward. Further to that, this slide really just highlight the decline level in subsidy, although mentioned earlier, but it was important to isolate and indicate the level to which subsidy has declined over the last 5 years, and also confirming that this has an impact to currently the lack of subsidy within our business. However, as SAPO, irrespective of this level of subsidy decline, we have continued to endeavor to look at how we deliver within underserviced environment in our post offices. I will not cover every line on this slide, but what I wanted to engage on particularly is the fact that 629 of the post offices are in the previously underserviced environment. These are the ones which cannot sustain themselves on their own. They do contribute revenues, although low, and the net loss out of this operation is in the region of 400 million, given that they contribute about 73 million. This is a very challenging factor, which is worth noting in coming out of the previous year. The slide on the right, it was also important to highlight that for us to continue and provide service, the new 50 outlets year-on-year targeted has got a factor to be noted. The light blue line indicates what is that which, as we continue to deliver our mandate on the USO, that is the incremental cost which we'll incur as we proceed. It's worth noting, Chairperson, that our continuous engagement with CASA, National Treasury and DOC remain focused on how we find an appropriate way of delivering on our mandate. In highlighting some of the achievements against the fact that we had a financial challenge is, and also that we are constrained in terms of the USO requirement, we still completed 50 new outlets. did for mobile units. We delivered in excess of what we targeted in terms of addresses by one. Our target was 1.195. We reached 1.2 million addresses. The areas which we were affected grossly in relation to particularly the strike is in Maine, where our service was not at 95% but 92%, and also within logistics, where we didn't meet our 98% and we are at 96%. Chairperson, it's worth noting that when we had a month of strike, to recover from that, we need more time. So that's the period where we lost a lot of in terms of our service and service delivery. I have covered on the USO cost in the previous slide, but it was really to emphasize that we are meeting these targets amid the fact that we have shortfall in terms of our revenues, including the fact that the 180 million loss is an indication that as an organization, we continue to subsidize the delivery component amid the fact that the subsidy is on the low. So we really focus on the mandate and we continue to deliver against the mandate. This slide really indicates the areas where we are present. Apologies, I didn't include Gauteng by miss in terms of the level of our number of outlets. Our regulation set to target at 1 per 10,000 within the radius of 5 kilometers. Chairperson, for us to continue and meet this and continuously service the communities where need is required, we have to appreciate that the gap is still high. For Gauteng, we are at the moment at 1 per 23,000, and the other areas, as indicated, where in red we are at the worst. So these are the areas where, if we were to continue to focus and grow the number of outlets, these are the areas where we need to put focus. The gap is still high, and the need for finding a solution of delivering the outlets is very key.
Just hold. I'm not sure whether the problem is Gauteng. Just hold for a while. Honorable Mruto.
Chairperson, I must note that yes, of course, that was the province which we should have started at, because it's the cap is, you know, economically, and from a migration point of view, it provides a skew in terms of the number of people moving from other areas into Gauteng, primarily because of the economic activity, and also because of the level to which the number of outlets need to be managed and considered. It is an area of concern. But it is.
Don't worry, we'll have peace as long as Northwest and Mpumalanga are peace.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, this slide, I wish to acknowledge that the transportable approach in delivering our infrastructure is one where the portfolio committee has raised as not the best appropriate model. However, what I wanted to highlight is that because of the gap in the target which we have, we need to look at how best we provide a better transportable a model to continue to use this as a way which is not as expensive as bricks and mortar, but also a hybrid where mobile is not the only option. However, it is noting that we have to improve in terms of this particular approach. We have looked into Chairperson, some of the comments kept coming out of last year in terms of the site visits which was made by the portfolio committee, the areas of concern. We are continuing to improve within those areas given the budgetary constraint. However, we are focusing in improving the quality of our outlets progressively. Just to cover some of the customer, employee, and social aspects, Chairperson, I would wish to request and highlight a correction on bullet number 4, but I will speak to it when I get there. There was an error in the way that was written, and I'll cover it as we proceed. But starting from the top, we continue to do well in terms of our e-rural project in partnership with Microsoft, Saga, and DBSA. We have continued to focus on planting trees. There was a concern last year in terms of how do we really quantify the benefit. However, what we have really been focusing on is to ensure that we green our environment and set targets in terms of how we do that. We have continued to contribute towards HIV and poverty reduction. It's a program within the within Limpopo and Eastern Northern Cape, am I correct? Where we had set a target of covering 30 people, reaching out 30 people for the last 3 years, which we have managed to do. As of block number 4, what it meant to read was 100% focus on employee relations framework. This is mainly because some of the challenges we have from an employee-employer relationship point of view focus on policy and procedures, training, development. We currently working and closely focusing in this area. There's a good participation in terms of staff on one wellness. And also we have spent 38 million against the budget of 45 million in terms of training. It is a gap which is represented in our performance scorecard in terms of not having covered, spent the whole amount we had budgeted for. But we continue as South African Post Office to really be part of and fulfill the corporate citizen's responsibilities as we proceed. Chairperson, we cannot do all this without appreciating the environment, and we continue to offset, to look at carbon emission, and we have performed better than budget. One of the things which was a challenge last year is around paper cycling. We have improved in terms of how we recycle our paper. And also, in terms of consumption electricity-wise, we have also improved versus the previous year. In terms of where we're going, Chairperson, there are 4 things which we need to focus on. One is to review our revenue mix, because that will then improve our profitability. Secondly, is to leverage clearly the delivery of each business unit. Business unit meaning also the subsidiaries, is to continue to look at value proposition in totality, what are our product lines, and how do we really utilize them to improve our value proposition. Number 4 is to continue to innovate. Today, given the main challenges decline-wise, we have to continue to look at alternative solutions to ensure that we remain relevant as far as our customers' needs are concerned. Chairperson, I have summarized the scorecard out of the total number of elements we have identified for last year. What I had wished to indicate is that whilst we have only achieved 41% at 100%, if one was to consider the number of KPIs which were completed within 90%, walking away from partially achieved, but looking at what are those which we have not met 100%, but we have also progressed quite close to 100%. Or if one look at the total scorecard and say, what are those which we didn't complete within 90%? Only 9 of those were outstanding. So we were closer to, although the 44% indicates the 100%. If we take 95% as a cutoff, only 6 of those which we didn't meet. So we have endeavored to move as much as close to the 100%. You know, just to highlight that those which we didn't accomplish, it's not at 40% or much there, and some of them are at a higher level percentage, towards 100% in terms of delivery. Just to summarize some of the key areas, when it comes to financial sustainability, the main rationale for not being able to meet our target is the volume decline and also the loss of SASSA business, inclusive of the strike. The strike costed us in the region of 100 million. We have also not accomplished the objective we have set on the consolidation of functions. The main focus area being the license, post-bank license. We have submitted, but obviously submitted this year, and we also have put together the proposal for speed services course integration, which is very key because it affects the financial position in terms of the activity. We also have not achieved when it comes to providing a stable and well-trained environment. Last year, we had to begin to include flexible staff onto the IOD incidents, which then offset our targets grossly and increased the non-delivery thereof. Although we have trained in terms of bursaries and learners, the point of sale project implementation was behind. So although we have trained, we didn't manage to actually roll out the project well because of the implementation of the point of sale. In terms of diversification of our business model, it's something which we're focusing on now, we have a service provider in place to help us as part of this turnaround strategy to ensure that all our business units are well engaged in terms of what needs to be happening going forward. In terms of the license mandate, the areas which were of concern mainly were in the delivery of service level delivery of mail and logistics, which I've highlighted earlier on. And again, it was really because the time we had the labor strike, we hadn't managed to recover well. In terms of corporate governance, we have not managed, whilst we have put processes in place in terms of subcommittees and structures, we lacked in terms of data gathering, and it's area where we now focusing on. And also, the major crime categories which have improved are mainly in the post-bank environment. So we have improved a little bit in terms of the stats, but obviously it's driven by how we put together information and track the activities to that effect. On the environmental elements, it's as highlighted earlier on, it's how we track and monitor the targets, which we haven't really quantified quite well. For social corporate investment, to the earlier slide, we have done well, and we continue to focus that as an organization. Finally, Chairperson, before I request the handover to the CFO, I just wanted to highlight the priorities for next year, that we will continue to ensure financial sustainability. We have a turnaround plan strategy which we have put together. The board has sight of that. We're implementing that. In it is our core elements which will help us get our business going. We also need to review the extent of future universal service obligation costs. How best we deliver that without the government side subsidy becomes very relevant and important. We need to continue with the post-bank corporatization with the license being submitted, and how we enable the organization to comply with the regulations of the bank controlling company and the Bank Act. We also need to continue to look at human capital component, because with all this, it will require us to reposition efficiently. And finally, we need to remain relevant in the economy in the way we deliver our services holistically.
Chairperson, this is our performance in terms of activities which we embarked upon in the post office. And we wouldn't have done so without the workers themselves. And as a result, Chairperson, I would like to take this opportunity at this point in time to indicate to the Portfolio Committee that we do have the presidents of the two unions we are having in post office, the president of the Commercial Workers Union as well as the South African Post Office Workers Union. They are here with us representing the work which we have presented to you at the moment they are seated over there.
You are most welcome. You are welcome. thank you very much. You may proceed.
Now we'll hand over to the CFO to talk to the financials.
Thank you, Chair. A quick glance of what has been the year 2012-13. The first slide is just a key indicators of our performance. And as you can see from all the arrows, they're all facing down and they're all red. Revenue has declined 0.1%. Expenses has gone up 4.4%. Net finance revenue has gone down 14%. Profit before tax has gone down 182.4%. Taxation has gone down 69.3%. Net profit loss after tax has come down 213.2%. Total assets come down 0.6%. Net value of our assets have come down 6.6%. Cash equivalents has remained stagnant. Investment and other financial assets have come down 5%. Deposits from public has come up 5.5%, and that speaks to the Post Bank. Cash flow from operating expenses has come down 166.4%. Net profit before tax has come down compared to the previous year. The change is 8%. Currently, we're showing a negative of 3.6%. Compare that to the previous year, we're sitting at positive 4.4%. Net profit after tax come down. We're currently sitting at a minus 3.1%. Where previously we were sitting at a positive 2.8%. And our return on assets, because that's driven by how we perform based on our profits, that also shows a negative of 1.7% compared to the previous financial year where we posted a positive of 1.5%. If we just then quickly go in and look at both the expenditure and the revenue trends over the years, look at the revenue and expenditure trends over the past years. You can see that from 2008 to 2013, there seems to be a bit of stagnation there. The previous financial year, 2012, there was a huge spike, and in the current financial year we've seen that drop in revenue, and that we show a decline of 3%. And that is largely due to the fact that we had two major strikes, and the last strike actually cost us to the region of 102 million rands, and the first strike cost us 35 million rands. So in total, the strikes alone cost us 135 million rands, and there we are not even talking about a normal mail volumes decline. And if you can look on my right, your left, we see on our expenses. When you look at the year 2013, you'll see that our expenses are actually dropped a bit, not quite dropped, but the increase is 4.4% when you compare to the previous year, where the increase in our expenses was 8.6%, and 2011 increase in our expenses was 9%. So we've managed to stabilize on our expenses. However, the growth in revenue has not been able to catch up with this minimal expenses that we've seen. The next slide, there we're just showing how our revenue is mixed across the group. Mail, which is their biggest segment of our business, constitutes 71%, where last year it constituted 70%. So there has been a 1% increase as far as mail revenue is concerned. There has been almost no growth when you look at how courier has performed. It remains at 7%, where last year it was at 8%, so there is also a slight decline there. Post Bank remains stagnant at 10%, and the other business sector remains also stagnant at 12% when you compare that to the previous financial year, which is a bit of a problem, particularly looking at let me not say a problem, this is why we need to move to a better revenue mix, because we can't be solely dependent on mail as the core business of our business. So we need to move as far as that is concerned. The next slide, there we're showing how our expenses, the segment of expenses and what contributes mainly to our expenses. In the previous financial year, employee costs contributed 56%, while this current financial year, employee costs contributes 57% of our expenses. The other two major cost drivers are between transport and lease and rentals, property. There, in the previous financial year, both of these were sitting at 7% each, while in the current financial year, there's a 7 and 8% respectively, while other costs remain at 28% this year, and in the previous financial year, we're sitting at 30% of those expenses. The next slide, here we're showing how our balance sheet looks as at 2013 financial year. Our total assets has decreased by 1%. Property, plant, equipment decreased by 3%, and there really it's largely due to depreciation transfers, and we didn't have major additions in the current financial year, hence decrease in our assets. We've also had a minimal decrease in our current assets. When we look further down and look at our capital and reserves, there's a 7% decrease in our reserves, largely due to the fact that we have posted a loss of 178 that directly hits our capital reserves, and that's the reason why that number will drop. Our non-current liabilities have also decreased by 1%. The next slide. Here we're just showing the movement on our post-retirement medical aid. There has been growth in the financial assets that have been earmarked for the post-retirement medical liability. The growth has been 13% for the current financial year. Last year, we're sitting at 669.2 million. Currently, we're sitting at 768.0 million. Money markets, the other segment that we invest in, has grown by 6%. Last year, we're sitting at 666.0 million. Currently, we're sitting at, call it, 706 million rand, and that shows that 6% increase. the post-medical retirement asset, when you compare that to the post-medical retirement liability, the strength in our asset, because it supersedes, it exceeds our liability, and we have a positive position there sitting at 262 million rand. That shows a 60% increase in what we were sitting with in the current, in the previous financial year. The next slide shows in detail how we have fared on our statement of comprehensive income, previously known as the income statement. The revenue has dropped 3%. Expenses have also dropped 4%. However, as we have said previously, because our revenue is not growing in the same extent, to the same extent of our expenses, that's where we're showing that 119% loss, signifying an operating loss of 377.2, while in the previous financial year we showed 73.1 million rands in profits, operating profits. Our loss before tax sits at 206 million. While the previous financial year we showed a loss before tax of 250 million. And of course, here we need to highlight, as the CEO has said, we're almost not comparing like to like, as there has almost been no subsidy in the current financial year, whereas in the previous financial year, that 250 includes the subsidy, and in the current financial year, the subsidy was just to the value of 52 million rands. And that's how we show our loss of 178 million. Yes, we do need to emphasize the fact that the loss of the SASSA business and the strikes that have marred us in the previous financial year have not made our journey as easy as it's supposed to be. Cash flows. Our cash flows from operating activities, and because these are directly linked to how your profits are, and we've had some not so good profits, or rather, we've had losses. So that's the reason why we're seeing cash flows from operations sitting at 371 million when you compare that to a 360 million rand from the previous financial year. Investing activities, we see a positive of 132. Cash utilized from financing activities, 238 compared to 149. And there, the total at the end of the year, signifying our cash and cash equivalents, as previously stated, it has remained flat. There has not been much movement as far as that is concerned. If we move to the next slide, this is just how we show the cash flows from year to year. You look at the cash flows 2011, we're sitting at a positive on operating activities. We're sitting at a positive of 157 million. Previous financial year, 360, and this financial year, there's a drop. 2011, investing activities, 750. 2012, there was a huge decline, meaning that we probably invested more, so we had to spend a little bit more money. And in the current financial year, 132 million. Financing activities, 2011, 320.4. 2012, 149.9, and 2013, 238.3. And cash and cash equivalents, 2011 was a strong year, whereas there was a huge drop in 2012 and remained flat in 2013. The next slide, we speak on the irregular and fruitless and wasteful expenditure. We have introduced the financial misconduct policy, and we have formed a financial misconduct committee that looks at all the financial misconducts that are performed within the environment, and we review on a regular basis and report all the fruitless and wasteful expenses and irregular expenditure. When we look at in detail at the bottom there, looking at our fruitless and wasteful expenditure, there's fruitless and wasteful expenditure on 3G cards, there's fruitless and wasteful expenditure on penalties and interest, and these are directly linked to the strikes that we've had, because each time we don't deliver, based on the service level agreements, we get penalized, and that's where it sits. And we had rents of 32,000 rents where we had not occupied. irregular expenditure, what currently sits and not condoned in the current financial year, is a value of 428 million, which speaks to the previous financial year, largely because before you can condone, there's a process to follow to investigate. And these investigations are underway, and some of these have been taken through to the public protector, and the issues that are outside of us. So we are waiting for those processes to proceed prior to us looking at this and treating it accordingly. When it comes to our audit opinion, we have received an unqualified audit opinion with a matter of emphasis speaking of going concern. And the main reason why the auditors have flagged the going concern issues for the post office is the fact that this year that we are in is the first year that we will not be having a subsidy. And so the question is, will the post office be able to operate within the foreseeable future? And that's the reason why this has been flagged. Also coupled to that, the fact that there is money that needs to be spent as far as post-bank corporatization is concerned. So when they were reporting, they had to highlight this factor as it poses greater challenges to the post office. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, we hereby submit our annual report for consideration by the committee, and then we open it for further clarity. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, for the report presented. Members, your time is 10 to 1. Let's start with the questions. We'll break when the lunch arrive, which will be at 1. Honorable Morutwa, Lisoma, Tsebe. Honorable Honorable Sheen and Stein, in that order, Honorable Morutwa.
Chairperson Niyabok. You know, Chairperson, I want to begin by commenting, maybe. And you'll forgive me if I sound to be all over the place, but I'm just concerned about what is happening in our country of an entity that is supposed to be very important to South Africa. Given the strategic imperatives of and the mandates, let's call it, of the 2012 and 2013 financial year. One, it is maintaining financial sustainability. The second one is positioning SAPO to be the delivery arm of government services. And the third one that I'm concerned about also is delivering to all households on a equitable basis and achieve delivery standard targets of 95%. Increase public access to postal service with an additional target of 1,195,690. Now, Chairperson, firstly, South African Post Office have got 17,000 employees. And one is wondering, how are they going to pull through in terms of remuneration? I haven't listened to all what they have said and gone through the auditor's report. I want to just quote something that has been said by Cornell Law, professor. Michael Dorff, that says they've argued open, I'm going to quote what they said, say, so long as democratic governments believe that the post office fosters its goals on national unity through a connected populace, it should extend the post office a lifeline in form of a continued subsidy. And Dorff goes on to admit that given the long-term trends, it almost does not matter what form that lifeline takes. Any solution to the problems besetting the post office will necessarily be a stopgap. Now, Chairperson, I said to you I'm going to comment, and I'm giving this because I think the departments that are charged with this, it's communication, the treasury, and also the regulator of South Africa. I'm also saying this because I think we have, listening to the comments of the chairperson and also listening to the CEO, you are just thinking, when is this going to end, and how are we going to deal with this? Firstly, because I've mentioned what is the mandate of the post office, in exception of the latest mandate that I spoke about. This, to us, is a very important entity as South Africans, and here it is, as from 2008 up to 2013, we have received financial unqualified with findings, but the first one, we know what post office was going through. Now it's becoming worse. And the other thing, Chairperson, that is bothering me as a country is that now post office has to be seen to be working against the most valuable technologies that we as South Africa are scrambling to meet the international expectations, the ICT and the broadband. Why should that be so, Chairperson? You know, thinking, I'm not an expert in anything, if these departments that I've mentioned were serious enough, because we're not going to go back, we must go forward. By now, they should be thinking of post office, how they can utilize the very technologies that we are talking about, because what we are doing now is to progress and go forward. But it seems, here it is, SASSA is no more using the post office, which is a very serious thing, Chairperson, and maybe the government is also using SASSA because of the technologies that we have, and they think it is more, you know, safer to use maybe the technology that we have. You by all means, they are trying to prevent crime, and post office is left in a ledge. And what are we thinking about? Because some of our society, like elderly people, cannot even understand what we are talking about when you talk about these ICTs and broadband, and they depend on post office. I hope you understand my comment. Then, I want to express myself on the findings of the auditor, 2010, 2011, 2012, and 2013. I just want to request the post office to to respond to this to me so that I get clarity. What have they done? Because the financial and performance management support did not have adequate controls in place to prevent irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure. And on achievements of planned targets, of the total of 52 planned targets, only 29 were achieved, and this represents 44% of total planned targets not achieved in 2011, 2012. What have you done about it? And the third one would be, in 2012 to 2013 financial year, of total number of 55 targets planned, 31 were not achieved. Maybe you can tell us why in detail. Chairperson, I'll be asking other questions, but you see, I wanted to lay this carpet in front of you because I think what is happening is a very serious thing for South Africa. And we should be really considering to meet as the leaders of this government to see what can be done for the post office and how we can really remedy this. I've been listening, there is nothing that is really coming out to be positive. And there's no hope according to what we are getting here, because we are going to be asking questions and come again. You see, they are deteriorating from what was there then, I think a year ago. And they are going to come back, it's going to be worse, Chairperson. Now, this is high time that we should look at what we have expectations of the, some of the entities to do vis-a-vis the technology that is going ahead and is leaving us behind. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Muruta. Lizoma.
Thank you, Chair. Taking from the foundation that has been laid, which is a carpet by Honourable Astori, let me start by...
The foundation or a carpet?
Chair, thanks for the opportunity. Let me just welcome and single out this one of post office bringing the unions also to be part of this. And I understand and appreciate the rationale around that. I hope all entities can do that. But also, Chair, coupled to that, let me also appreciate the presence of DOC. I know the gentleman who says very passionate with the post office, but probably is also is responsible for post office under Devo again. I'm raising that in terms of...
That one is a postman.
No, it doesn't matter, but legally he can deal with the issues. Chair, okay, no, let me not be tempted to go further than what I've said. Chair, probably we'll start by saying that it's good to acknowledge your shortcomings, but also it's good also to give hope. But hope, Chair, it cannot be an ongoing concern. Some of us, we don't live on hope, we live on realities. Because all of us, we should be a church by now. That's one. But Chair, the way the Chairperson has presented in terms of her introductory remarks, I'm happy the way she has said it, to pick up the issues also that we raised in our last year review, let me say that. However, I didn't hear very clearly in terms of the, what do you call it? I think even the CFO also, she came very short on that, which is not for her fault because she was not expecting me to hear that anyway. Is the migration of employment agencies personnel to direct employed by the post office and the financial implications and the status, how far are we with that? we did raise it, and I thought it was going to be said. Hence, I said, let me listen. The unions are here. Probably they will talk about that so that we can have a sense of comfort that everything in terms of the your labor force, there will be is moving forward the stability in that area. Chairperson, in the opening remarks of the chairperson also, which I will link it with the CFO, also the office of the CFO, and the chairperson who is responsible for the finance in terms of the setup of the post office. It's a sense of being worried of our post office financial sustainability, as it may, and what we intend to do. I know we're dealing with the yesterday, but also there must be hope for future that there will be improvement. I'm saying that because even last year we raised that matter, and the chairperson of the post office promised us that we'll pick up, we'll hear some of these things being picked up in terms of the reports, which I think, I apologize if it was picked up, but I'm saying one would love to hear that. Linked to that one is the subsidiaries in terms of borrowings, and who's underwriting those borrowings, and their level of payment of those monies that are servicing their bonds, if I may use that term. Because it will come back to post office, then it will come back to treasury, it will come back to DOC, and all of us will get crazy. Chair, the CFO, that's my fourth one, the CFO, almost in her last two slides, in terms of the over expenditure, which is here, is in page 33, it's under irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure. Can you link the relationship of the 3G cards and other related issues, that the 3G card in particular, how does it relate to the strike? Because you said something about the strike in our whole scheme of things. I don't want to pick up all other things because I understand probably you're trying to be a little bit to save time. As a CFO, I understand you are, all of you are economical in these things. But I would like to understand that one. Also, the other one is the issue of the rentals, property rentals. Do we don't have our own buildings. What properties are those ones that we are renting, Chair? Because sometimes it could be. I just want to understand because it also... It's a quite a sizable percentage in terms of the budget. It does impact on our financial sustainability. In the actual report, your page from page 99 to one something, which deals with the compliance table, international worldwide compliance. There's somewhere it says fully complied, partially complied, and also not in compliance. But also, I just want to understand the last column. What does it mean in terms of that? Because you can see there's somewhere, without just making an example, there's somewhere it talks about labor issues in terms of benefits, and you say you have decided to go to the very last in terms of your labor, in terms of their full-time staff, and also your temporary, and I understand the employment agency, the temporary staff and all that. What does that mean then? Because obviously if you are a temporary staff, you would not get a benefit or through the employment agencies. But if you go to the extreme, I couldn't understand it. But you may school me on that. Okay. Chair, let me just be very quick without opening my Bible. I have learned a new thing of the other one, Chair, which is very fundamental, which Honorable Story have picked up also. is the issue of how do we make turnaround the postal to be the preferred service provider, whether it in a targeted form or holistically. How do we intend to do that? Because what Honorable Story have said, I think it borders around that one, because it could be seen, of course, I'm not in post office, that we're maintaining the status quo. And the status quo is very boring. It's not moving with time in terms of IT and other things. And also, you have three mobile offices, which I really welcome that at least you have responded. Where is intended to be deployed okay, let me just ask like that, because I thought also it will also respond to the universal access in terms of the outer or the rural areas in particular. And I'm sure, Chair, you will be happy that probably they will also say something about KZN. For now, Chair, I would like to come back on if you give us time, but I'll really request that. For now, I'd like to pause there. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Shin.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the financial sustainability of the post office has been, the unsustainability of the operation has been glaringly obvious for a couple of years. And as I was saying to one of your number earlier, that we've actually reached the perfect storm of inadequate or policy directions that haven't been properly thought through and being imposed on the post office. At the same time as a decline in market and an increase in competition. And so I think that in some way government is actually responsible for the collapse of the post office as it is at the moment. You know, perhaps some of those fundamental policies actually need to be re-looked at. And so what I'm wanting to know is, in your negotiations with DOC, Treasury and ICASA, what is being looked at to perhaps correct some of those policy no-winners? And is there a deadline that's been given as to when you can actually start to turn to the post office around? Because at the moment it's sinking faster than the Titanic. Then I want to know about your whole procurement process, obviously the stuff that's been in the media. You know, I think that my colleague Butch will probably ask a lot of it, so I'll wait to hear what his questions are before I pile in. And a question I want to know is how can the courier business be losing money when there's an increase in online shopping? I mean, you know, I shop fairly regularly online, and the stuff arrives pretty fast, and none of it is delivered by any of the post office outlets that I know of. I mean, surely this should be a key business opportunity to get in there. So can we please explain why it's losing money? Then increase in armed robberies has gone up 39% on your premises. When we visited, we found, you know, security guards at most of the post offices. How come there's an increase in armed robberies? And also an increase in criminal and fraudulent activities by staff. I mean, it's exceptionally high. What are the what is the nature of the theft, crime, whatever they are? And how many staff have been criminally investigated by the police? How many charges have been laid? How many disciplinary hearings have there been regarding this activity? And have there been any dismissals? Because, you know, there was some time ago a huge amount of mail theft that was going on that was sort of corrected. Is it on the increase? And perhaps this is a direct contributor to why people don't trust the post office, either its courier or its mail services, for the deliveries of their goods. And I also want to say that I think that your unemployment practices are unsustainable. And I refer particularly to page 234 of your annual report, where your employee costs, if I look just in the company alone, not the group, the company, have gone up 214 million rand in a year, your employee costs. And if I take away the costs of
Well, your employee costs, I think, are 65% of your income. Now, that is not sustainable. It really is not. You know, you're not a sheltered employment shop or a social grant outlet. You really have to tackle the fact that you cannot survive with employment practices and ratios of that proportion. If you could please just sort of address what you're actually doing about increasing that scenario. Thank you. I mean, sorry, improving that scenario.
Honorable Stein, how big is your paper?